Are we starting?
Yeah, I just hope I can get through it.
Why?
Oh, I'm on antibiotics.
For God's sake. Oh my God, where is my tiny violin that the Copeland's got me?
Oh, I just...
For anyone that doesn't
sorry
know,
sorry for coughing on air.
Killian has been sick for what seems like bloody forever. He's had a cold, a sinus infection.
Oh, the doctor said it's the worst he's ever seen.
You're like a much worse patient. I can't speak. You were a worse patient than Alex was when he
was
sick.
Yeah, but that's because in the doctor's own words, there's nobody's ever had a sinus infection as bad as you. It's a shame you weren't in the room with me actually when I went to see her.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
She was like, "Oh my God, are you okay? Will we get an ambulance?" And I was like, "Chicken, well, what do we need to get over this?" And she's like, "I don't know if people can get over what you have." And I was like, "Well, let's try with an antibiotic."
Anyway,
I kind of had to tell her how to do her job a little bit. She was a bit overwhelmed with how sick I was, but I'm coming through the back of it. Although,
finally,
I know
you're the worst patient.
Like, I'm not a great patient.
For anyone who doesn't know, Killian is the worst patient. And then when I'm sick, I'm not allowed to be sick. He's like annoyed with me if I'm ever sick, which is very rare that I am sick.
It's not that I'm annoyed with you.
Oh, you'd be so pissed off that I'm sick.
Yes, not that I'm pissed off. It's just I'm like, I don't know.
You just have no time for it. Where I used to be, I kind of don't really anymore, but I would, because I'm such a caring person, I'd be like, oh, can I get you anything? Go to bed. What tablets do? You need Lemsip. I rub your back. I give your back tickles. Like everything. I let you have lions, everything. Do you say lion or lion?
A lion.
Yeah, lion.
But we might say, I'll take a lion in the morning. Lion or lion? This is like the hot topic of the nation. Is it Lion or Lion? Text us now. 5-3-1. That's real radio station stuff, isn't it?
But yeah, anyway, you are the worst patient.
I am living with a sinus infection. So,
babe, they're regular occurrences for me and you don't hear me moaning about them.
If you had
I have a deviated septum.
When I went to the doco, I said, I think I have a sinus infection. She's like, oh, what makes you think that? She's obviously like, this fucking idiot self-diagnosing himself. And I said, well, look, love. I said, one of two things has happened here. Either I have a sinus infection or I'm radioactive, because the colour of what's coming out of my nose.
Nobody needs to know that information. Like, TMI.
Ungodly. But anyway, she did. I blew my nose and I was like, look.
Oh, you did not.
No, I didn't. But the fact that you believed I would have.
Yeah, because it is something you do, because you're the worst patient in the world.
Anyway,
that's what we had. It was our first year wedding anniversary.
Oh, it was such a bummer.
The weekend gone. Like, that sounds so bad. It was a bummer because we had all these plans. We had to cancel them because the sick boy over here.
Yeah, we made the call Thursday to pull the...
How sound am I that I wasn't like... You were like going to sew draw and I was like, no, like, there's no point... Like, I'd rather sit home and look at your miserable face than be in the West for you looking at your miserable
face.
That's
so sweet of you
to say. And wasting the enjoyment of it all. So we cancelled.
And then also we were like, our original plan was, because we got married in the Westbury, so we were going to stay in the Westbury, and we had dinner booked in the Westbury, and we were like, okay, let's go into town and like spend the day boozing and we a bit of shopping, and we'll treat Dublin for the weekend like we would if we were in another city in Europe. And then we looked at how much the Westbury was to save for the night, and we were like, new plan. We can check in at 3. Let's go straight into the room and then just like, I don't know, just get into bed. Just like soak up everything we can from the room. Because like, what's the point in spending so much and not living it up? But then as it transpires...
You were sick.
I was sick.
And then my mom was sick and she was taking Alex.
And bless her, I rang her on the Friday and just checking in with her about something else.
Thursday.
And I was like, bring, bring. Bring, bring. I imagine she said like one of those old-timey phones. Yeah, you do good. Yeah. Anyway, she picks up and she goes, hang on. I was like,
she was more like, hello.
I was like, did I wake you? She's like, I'm not feeling fine.
What kind of impression
is
that?
She was speaking through her nose because she was so bunged up. Anyway, I was like, she goes, I'm still okay to take Alex for the weekend. And I was like, why don't you rest up? So a bit of a change of plan.
Yeah, so we didn't do that, but we did manage to go out for lunch on Saturday.
We actually had
a really good weekend. So we went for lunch on the Saturday, and then we did a brunch on the Sunday, and then we went out to Glenroe Farm.
Which was
so good.
So good.
Anyone with small kiddos, check it out.
Because Alex is at the point where he's learning about farmyard animals, and we're looking at these little books, and he's pointing at this little picture of a cow and going, moo, moo. And then we brought him to a farm, and he's like, you could see his brain was like, holy fuck, look.
And he got to hold an actual cow. He got to hold rabbits. Yeah. And like, they're fenced in, but they're not so far away. Like, the pigs are up at the fence, and like, you can touch them, and obviously you're not meant to, but like, you can touch them. They may bite, but like, things like that. And then I'd recommend, if anyone's going, bring like lettuce and apples, because you can feed the horses.
Sorry, don't recommend that.
Why?
Because we don't know if you're allowed to feed them.
Yeah, but I'm saying sneak them, like bring them.
No, you can't. Why? I'd recommend going against their policy of don't feed the animals.
Well, they didn't say. There was no signs up saying don't feed the animals.
I'm sure.
There was no sign. I checked. There was no signs up saying don't feed the animals.
At your own discretion,
I would say bring lettuce and apples. And the kids will love giving them to the horses.
On the condition that you get approval from the farm.
No, just bring them. Put them in your pocket.
Rebel. You rebel.
Grant.
These animals are probably on a concentrated diet, and there you are swanning in.
They're not, they were just eating straw. They could do it on apple. A bit of taste.
Look at you, have a bit of chocolate. You'd love that. There's a bit of arrow.
It was really good. I would highly recommend it.
It actually turned out to be a really nice weekend.
Playgrounds. Yeah. It's like a nature walk.
There's an indoor playground if it is rainy as well.
Corn maze.
See, this is it now. You got to find things to do with the weekends to occupy your time.
Yeah, with kids.
You can't just be hung over the weekends anymore.
I will welcome anyone who wants to DM me with any recommendations of things to do.
Yes.
Glenroe
Farm, not too expensive.
No, like Alex was free because he was under three. So under threes go free. And then me and you was $8.50 each, which was a good price for an adult.
Like, $8.50 to get into anywhere nowadays in this day and age is a steal.
And in the little coffee shop, what I thought was a really good deal is they did this little snack pack for kids, and inside it was a sambo of choice. You could have like a ham sandwich, ham and cheese, whatever, a little animal bar, juice.
Is that the animal bar that you're
yeah,
is that Alex's animal
juice,
bar that you're eating?
Apple
there?
And a packet of snacks.
Amazing.
For $5.50. Really good.
It really is, honestly, because so many places know as
and
a parent.
And this episode is sponsored by Glenroe Farm.
But it is nice that they're not taking advantage, because they could easily charge £9 for that meal deal thing, and because you're in the middle of nowhere, so you have to buy it.
And you can go into Dinny's Cottage, which was like
Glenroe. Yeah,
and you can see all like where they videoed and all that sort of filmed and all that sort of stuff. So how did it feel crossing
room.
Over from Fair City to Glenroe on Sunday? Trader.
How freaky was the kids' bedroom in the cottage? With the dolls.
Like they have one of the dolls' head back to front.
Yeah, no,
that's pretty. We got out of there quickly.
Yeah, yeah, that's stuff of nightmares.
I mean, obviously Alex doesn't understand that, he's just pointing and stuff, but like a little older kid now.
Yeah. Speaking of nightmares, you didn't sleep well last night, did you?
No.
We nearly broke up last night.
We didn't. I had Killian, why are you bringing that up?
What? This is warts and all. This is our podcast. The only people I was looking at this stat earlier on. We are the only couple in Ireland to have a podcast.
Are we?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Oh, no, that's right. Every fucking couple. And you're right. Sorry. You're right. Yeah, that is. That's the stat. Everybody
has a podcast.
I saw Martin King and Jenny have announced their podcast, and love Martin. He's like, honestly, a really, really nice guy. It doesn't matter what hour of the morning you meet him in work. He is just full of positivity and beans. But what I was caught by was the headline one of the Red Tops went with. They were like, huge career move for Martin King.
Career move?
So this is the thing. He's a radio presenter and a TV presenter.
And now
podcast host is not a huge career move.
They're obviously doing it for the lols, him and his wife.
Yeah, but like the headline, I just thought, come on, like that's not a career. Like what, is he going to brain surgery? No, he's just hosting another medium. Okay, yeah, that's literally the headline should have read. Another string to his bow.
Yeah, expanding his career or something. I don't know.
But yeah, it's getting crowded, this old podcast space.
Very crowded. Very crowded. But sure, we'll mosey on anyway, because we get a little bit of crack.
Clinging on for the nominations. Podcast of the year. Who are we looking for? Do we want a gossip?
Can we input Tumbleweed there? That was a good impression. That wasn't.
That's a little bird in the distance. You didn't like that, no?
No, I didn't. No, you were doing so well with the tumbleweed. You always have to change it. Speaking of changing up, for dinner this evening.
So let's
I started this conversation.
Well, okay, but we're going to get your biased opinion on this.
Don't interrupt.
Okay. So it's going to be so hard for me not to. But okay.
Killian rang me on his way home from work, and I was just collecting Alex. And he said to me, "What if I'm going to stop in the shops? What do you fancy for dinner?" And I was like, "Oh, maybe we'll do like a spag ball." He was like, "Yeah." And then we did have mince in the fridge, and I was like, "I think it's gone. Get new mince." So we went into that much detail, and I said, "Get mushrooms, get the sauce." So we're having spag ball for dinner.
In your head, yeah.
Or you, in the conversation.
I believe the quote was, "Yeah, some spag ball or something like that." Yeah.
No, because we got down to the detail, so it was obviously spag ball. Well, so then I came home and I said, "Sure, I'll put on the pasta," because you always forget to put it on, and then it's always really hard. So I was like, "I'll get it on and get it ready. You're coming home now in a few minutes. That'll be done." And then you walk in the door, lift up the shopping bag. I look inside it. There's no mince. There's chicken. Mm. There's a garlic and red pepper sauce. There's the mushrooms and the peppers.
Yep.
And you were like, "Oh, you already put on the pasta."
I wanted to go to Italy. Yeah, you put on spaghetti, and that's fine. I rolled with it. I rolled with your pasta of choice. I made an executive decision, which I think I'm allowed to do. I'm a grown man.
I don't know if it works well for you.
So here's what I wanted to make, right? And I came home, and Debbie should have seen the scowly face on her, because
it's not a scowly face.
This is also from a girl who I'm pretty sure has told me in the past she doesn't even really like spaghetti.
No, I never said that.
You do. You're like, it just seems to go on forever.
No. Yeah, it does go on forever.
This is what I'm up against with. I cook dinner most nights.
That's because you're better at it, though.
Debbie, am I?
Yeah, you're better because I give you constructive criticism.
Oh, my God. I sit down after cooking a meal every evening, and as I'm eating it, I'm just hearing critique.
No, you ask for it.
I don't ask for it.
I keep my mouth shut, and then you say to me, "Well, do you like it?" And I was like, "Yeah." Then you know by my answer that there's something I have to say.
Yeah.
And then you'll go, "What?" And then I'll give you the critique. And then you improve next time. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Still don't see it as a...
Anyway, how do we get on to talking about cooking our feckin' dinner?
Because this was known as scraping the barrel of podcast content. No, basically it was just about how I was listening to this podcast on psychology and the psychology of marriage and partnerships, and about how your wife wants a partner, doesn't want an employee. So you as a husband think you're being helpful when you say, "Can I do this? Will I go to the shop and get chicken? Will I do this?" And you're posing all these questions, and you're the one who's willing to do the task. So the husband thinks they're doing great because they're saying, "Oh, will I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this?" But the issue is that the responsibility still stays with the woman, because she has to decide whether you do or don't do that. Do you get chicken? Do you get mince? Whatever. So I've tried to make a conscious effort recently to be like, "I'm not going to do that." I used to do that the whole time. I'd ask. I was like, "Oh, will I get this? Will I get that?" So I'm like, "No, I'm going to start just making these decisions."
But then why did you ring me?
So in Super Value today.
Why did you ring me first?
I was ringing you when I came out of work just for a courtesy gym wag. Then I was like, actually, "Here, I'm on the way to..."
I'm on the way
to Super Value. Do you want to have input in this? But then I was like, when I got to Super Value, I was like, "Do you know what, actually, she's not getting input in this. What I'm doing now is I'm making a decision for her."
You should have done that before you asked me. The problem there is that you did part of that. So you asked me first, I gave my own input, and then you just did what you wanted anyway.
Yeah.
So then that doesn't work. That's not how it works.
So in future, just don't ask.
Just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I'll update you next time when I just go ahead and do something, and we'll see how that goes down.
One or the other.
Okay. But anyway, made dinner from scratch tonight, and it was met with a scowly response.
I actually made some of the dinner because I made the pasta.
Define "made the pasta."
I put it in the pot.
That's where she's over here with beaten eggs and flour.
Yeah, we're my pasta maker.
We've had such a response from people willing to submit their relationship woes to us.
Yeah, like so many that like you can't just pick...
One.
Like we're gonna have, like we can do one now. It's time for one today, and then we might like do one or two over the next couple of episodes, and then whoever we do feature will get a prize.
I think like, so, because we do. There's like quite a lot of stuff to give away there, and I think.
And I still haven't read through loads of them anyway, and I've just like picked some. Like I have one for today or whatever. But
if you don't know what we're talking about,
listen to last week's episode.
Basically, we are very fortunate in that we get sent a fair amount of swag stuff. still don't really know why we do, but we do, and we don't have enough time in our lives to use the stuff that they send us. So as opposed to just like opening it, using it a bit, and then just sitting on a counter forever,
we are re-gifting it.
We're re-gifting it
to our lovely followers. So I'll just read it out, what was sent in.
Anonymous?
Yeah, anonymous, yeah. Well, they didn't say, but I'm not going to call out somebody on it. But so basically this person's, their argument, which happens very often. So she said, so say I do the weekly grocery shopping, I buy 4 liters of milk, a few packets of cheeses, etc. So in my opinion, a normal household would open the first liter of milk, use it, and then when that's gone, open the second liter and so on. But every time she goes to the fridge, there's about 3 different cartons of milk open and 2 or 3 packets of cheese open. She confronts her husband about it, and in his opinion, don't worry, they'll all get drunk and eaten. In her opinion, her opinion is that to keep them fresh, don't open them all at once. It seems to her like he can't be bothered to look for the open packet of cheese and just picks out the new packet. And instead of spending 3 seconds finding the open packet, he still insists it makes no difference though, as they'll all get eaten by the end of the week. So basically, they have all the food and like extra stuff in the fridge, obviously a bigger household or whatever. And he just opens willy-nilly, and she's just like, open one, use it, go to the next one, keep fresh.
I'm interested because I think, okay, I'm interested to hear your take on this.
So like my automatic response to that is, yeah, like just open one, use it and move on to the next one.
Yeah, that's the logical thing, right? Yeah.
But then I do have this other part of me, because I have this real weird thing with food that if it's sitting for a long, like if I don't know, so put it this way, if I lived in a house with loads of people and the milk was opened and I don't know how long it's been open for, or if they left it out for a while, put it back in the fridge and stuff like that. I'm such a weirdo when it comes to
regardless
things like that.
Regardless of the best before date,
because I didn't open it, and like, do you know, things like that, like I would have a thing about that, so I might open the fresh one if there's a fresh one there, because then I know I'm getting a fresh.
Do you do a big thing about best before dates? Remember the time you...
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, because it's, to this day, the maddest moment. You were in bed, you were heavily pregnant, so you were in bed and you were at that stage where whatever you needed, I would just go get it for you. And you're like, oh, there's a yogurt downstairs.
Such good times when you used to do that.
There's a yogurt, will you want a yogurt? So I came down to the kitchen and it was like midnight, whatever. Back upstairs, by the time I got back upstairs, it was probably 12:03. And I gave you the yogurt and you went, oh no, I can't have it. I was like, what, why? Like, what's gone off? It had gone off. The stroke of midnight. Let's say the best before date was the 10th. It was like, it was the 9th. And it just happened to turn the stroke of midnight. And you were like, no, that's now gone off. I'm like, okay, I don't even know where to begin to unpack this. Firstly, bacteria, it's not.
Okay,
that.
We don't need to go that deep into it. I just have a real phobia. Like, I just have a real weird thing around food. It's always been the way. You can ask my mom. It's just something. I think I need to go and get hypnotized or something to reprogram
the brain. I think you are very much in tune with the husband in this story.
Yeah, but I think we're doing it for two. So I feel like my reason is different to maybe what her husband's is.
You don't know that.
Well, like I get a vibe.
You get a vibe. Because his response is, what are you going mad for?
No,
it'll all be eaten before it's gone off anyway.
Like, sure, it'll all be eaten.
Yeah.
So like, it's not a phobia then, where mine's is a bit more like phobia. So like, it's different. So I'm kind of like on her side in this scenario.
Although,
if I was a normal person with no phobia around food.
Yeah, you're on her side, but also knowing that if you lived together, you would be...
Oh, I would be her husband.
You'd be her husband, yeah.
But I would just be doing it for different reasons. Which I feel like could be a bit more like you could understand that a little bit more, where if he's just willy-nilly not opening his eyes, just taking out the packet, opening it up, throwing it back in the fridge, doesn't matter. And it makes no odds to him. Like, he would use the other packet if he saw it. Like, do you know?
I think they need districts in their fridge. If there was a cheese district.
My God. Are you kidding me right now?
What?
Like, the fridge is a bone of contention with me and you.
Yeah.
Because you just throw things anywhere you want. Every week I used to clean out that fridge, tidy it all up, create little compartments for everything. And I'd say 24 hours later, you just chuck stuff wherever. You'd have lettuce inside chocolate. You would have like everything mixed up.
Babe, your idea of how a fridge should look is based off Pinterest.
No.
And it's based off somebody who has enough food to last them about an hour.
No, it isn't.
If you do a shop, You're not getting that in to, into like neat little
no,
areas.
No, I'm not even talking about. You just said have compartments.
They need compartments. They need like a fridge or like a cheese district.
Yeah.
So that
we used to have a dairy. We used to have a dairy district where I'd put all the yogurts, the cheeses, like all in one section. But you, I would still find cheese in a drawer with chocolate. I would say, like, you just where you balance like Tetris. The fridge is like Tetris to you.
Get it in
wherever it can go that's instead of like our, making room and tidying it up. Is,
yeah.
Anyway, anyway, this is not about us. This is about them. So where do you sit with the husband or her? You're probably more with her.
This part of me can see her perspective because yeah. she's like, just open your eyes and open. Use the one that's already open.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Well, aside from the open your eyes side of it, the fact that. So let's say there's 3 cartons of milk in the fridge.
You would be the very person to open a fridge.
No, we're not talking about you and me. We're talking about them. So it's like there's 3 cartons. I want your opinion. So there's 3 cartons in the fridge. She's opened the first one. So they're using the first one. He comes along, opens the second one. He comes along the next day and opens the third one.
Yeah, I'd kill him.
Yeah. So you're with her. That's what I'm trying to get to.
So you can play him this bit. So we won't call your name out, but just if you want to just play him this bit of the podcast. Dear sir, we have looked at this from every angle. And in this instance, not saying every instance, not saying that this can be used against
you're
you in
wrong.
The future. In this
we should
instance,
get a little melody and we can press the button and be like, you're wrong.
Yeah, I would love, I'm actually going to try find him through her on Instagram, reach out and just get his perspective. Just to see.
It's both the perspective. She wasn't like, she didn't neg on him. She just said that's his response and this is her response. So it wasn't like, oh my God, my husband, he does this, this, this. She just said, this is the situation and this is his response to the situation.
Yeah, that would annoy the piss out of me if like there was a half open milk container and then you just went ahead and opened a brand new one.
Yeah, well, I do that, but for
you
different
do that,
reasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For different reasons, different reasons. So in this situation, he is incorrect and she is correct.
And for being correct, you'll get yourself something from the swag bag.
Yeah, so we'll give them a little goodie bag. So I'll get
and
in
he's
touch.
Even going to get rewarded, even though he did nothing but open.
No,
she's
only going to get rewarded.
I might have to give him something.
We might. We'll have a look. But I will get in contact and we'll send out your prize.
If you have a niggling issue that seems to reoccur in your relationship and you want us to dissect it, break down to see who's right, bing, 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 and who's wrong. Then hit us up. You can hit us up on our own Instagrams or on the New Parents Pod Instagram or the Gmail, all of which you can see in the show notes below. And until the next time.
Yeah, we'll share another one next week. I think it'd be too much if we just spent the whole podcast going
through
people's
issues. No, I think we'll finish them off. Yeah. Until the next time.
Have a great week.
Go on with
yourself. We'll chat to you next week. Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to the New Parents Podcast. You can catch new episodes every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts.